world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Buffalo Springfield, wasn't that what it was? Buffalo Springfield. He said, what the heck are you talking about, Coach? Yeah, something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to be. There's something happening here. Let me explain a little bit. Hey, listen, stay here. You're just not going to miss it. You can if you want to. But I got some really, really good stuff for you this morning. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. How many people do you think that you know who really understand that? Really understand that every battle we're fighting is spiritual. Folks, it isn't political. It isn't political. It's spiritual. And you would agree with me, would you not, that somewhere along the line, back in the early 1960s, when they declared that there was a separation between the church and state, and that the prayer before football games was illegal, all that stuff happened in the early 1960s. Would you agree with me that the influence of Christianity has almost vanished ever since then? As stupid, stupid Christians believe that the government, see, it's one nation under God. Meaning, like, you had jobs at some point, didn't you? You had jobs. Didn't you have a supervisor? Wasn't the supervisor above you? And you did what the supervisor said? And so, when America was founded, it was one nation under God. In other words, no kings. Jesus is king. There are kings, but Jesus is king. And everybody else under him is a supervisor. Are you tracking with me? And somewhere along the line, they came in there in the early 1960s and said separation between the church and state, prayer no good in schools, tear the Ten Commandments down off the walls. That all happened in a frame of about 10 years, stare decisis, previously decided cases. And so we're a nation adrift because we're not anchored to the king anymore. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. The church is withdrawn. I heard you, Michelle. Same thing over and over and over. I have to pound it in our heads until we understand it. Until we understand it. Hey, folks, hate Trump all you want to. It ain't his fault. It's the church's fault. It's the church's fault. It's a Christian church's fault that we stand up and allow them to put co-equal standing with Muhammad beside Jesus Christ. It's in defiance of all organic law. Don't get trapped there. But until we understand that I don't care who you put in the Oval Office or who you elect as your representative, vote for Eileen Tesh, huh? Support Eileen Tesh. Let's get good people in there. But until we understand that Jesus Christ is the King of the Kings and the Lord of Lords, he's over everything, and it's not political. Until we begin to put Christ-fearing people in positions of power, we're going to get what we got.
Amen.
And we live in a culture and a society where they tell us there's a separation between the church and state, meaning the government is its own boss. One nation under God, indivisible. Those two statements are gone. They're out the window. We're not under God anymore. We're under many gods, many gods. And I'm not going to get into it. We could trace it back to the Masons and the Masonic and even the way that they designed Washington, D.C. and the obelisk and the Washington penis and all that. Yeah, not the Washington Monument, the Washington's penis, which is designed to go into the Capitol. Oh, yeah. Anyway, we're dealing with all that stuff. And the answer to it's spiritual and political. And what's crazy is we get in fights. Those of us in here, those of us who really, really, truly love the Lord, we get in a fight over spiritual things. Spiritual things. I hate Trump, or I hate this guy. I hate Bush, hate Clinton, hate Obama. Well, okay, well, Bible says that God raises up kings. God does that. Be mad at God. Don't be mad. Be mad at God. And so what are we supposed to do about it? That's really what I try to do here every day. And the most amazing thing last night, you know, we did this little, we had the event at Sky High last night. And for those of you who know, or those of you who don't know, we live, Sky High is literally the first foothill of the Appalachian Mountains. And from Sky High, you look west and you don't see nothing. You can see downtown Columbus. It's 25 miles away. But you look the other direction, and it's all mountains. It's the first foothill, the Appalachians. So we called for a little get-together last night that, you know, we staked Route 40 against Satan Con and all that stuff that Craig was all over for us, and we did all that. And so last night, we just got together, and I'm going to show you what we did last night. But the most amazing thing happened. You tell me how this happens. We had about, a dozen of us. I think maybe more. But lo and behold, Dave Allison and his wife Sherry drive all the way from Michigan to be there. Dave was there last night to drive. I didn't even know he's coming. Drove all the way down there with his wife, Sherry, to play the guitar for that little event we had last night. And not only that, I'm sitting there and my phone goes off. And guess who else is 20 minutes from my house passing through? Sheila Holm. What? Sheila Holm is passing through. Coach, can I stop by? I ain't making this up. It gives me almost goosebumps. Huh? And then what do I find out today? Are you ready for this one? Guess who's going to be at Grandpa's house, mine, tonight or tomorrow? I don't know which. Chad! What's going on, Lord? Something happening here. Chad didn't come out to be part of it. Chad's got something else going on. He's going to be in the neighborhood. He's going to stop. Amazing. Amazing. God is doing something. I want to thank Kent and Michelle Guttridge. They provided food for us last night. Say, who are they? Well, they're just two folks that live over the hill and love the Lord and concerned about what's going on. They made some great food and fed us last night. Well, like I said, it wasn't very many of us. We don't need a lot of people. It doesn't matter. I'm not into numbers. Because those of you who follow us know that we are what are we? We're like a SEAL team. We're strategic. We have an impact all over America. And the Bible says that wherever two or more of you are gathered, he's in the midst. It doesn't take 1,000 to get the Lord to move. It doesn't take 1,000. It takes two, agreement. So we had a great event last night, just for those of us who were there. And just, I'm going to share some stuff with you. Some stuff I think is really, really, really important. Appreciate those of you who came last night. Sorry for those of you who couldn't come last night. Are you ready for another knee knocker? This is crazy. I confirmed yesterday, July 10 through 12, this is the world premiere of announcement. Fritz Zimmerman is going to be here. You say, Fritz Zimmerman? Yeah. Fritz Zimmerman is the world's renowned expert on the Nephilim giants in the Ohio Valley. And Fritz is going to be here with us all weekend. And he's going to talk to us about the Nephilim.
Just about the Nephilim.
He'll talk to us about the mounds. We're going to go to the mounds. It's going to be a field trip. That will be the focus of our annual gathering. And I got a hold of him yesterday. He was excited to come. There ain't nobody that knows the Nephilim mounds more than Fritz Zimmerman. He's going to be here. Go back up there. Go back up there, Spencer. Go. He's got it all. Look at that right there, huh? Look at those mounds are everywhere. everywhere. That's Athens County, Ohio. So that's the big announcement. And Gary and I are working on the particulars of it. But Fritz is going to be here all weekend, and we're going to go visit the mounds. He's going to explain to us what happens at the mounds. And it's cool, huh? So mark your calendars. We'd love to have you come July 10, 11, and 12. Cool. I'm pausing for the minute for a second. Anybody, there's Fritz. He was really excited that we called him. He'd been here before. And I can't even tell you guys. I just see here in the Ohio area, what they call Newark, Ohio, the Mound City. And we've got a big Mound Builders Park. I mean, these mounds are everywhere in our county. And they told us that they were made by the Hopewell Indians. Everybody here in this area thinks that these are Indian mounds. Folks, they're not. They're not. And if you go to the Nephilim, what I would call Mound Builders Park, which is just, it's a circle. I mean, it's just, folks, it's some unbelievable stuff. When we were with Fritz here before he came one time, you sitting down? And while we were up there, Fritz is kind of paranormal. Would that be fair to say? A spirit manifested right over at Sky High. Not Sky High, I'm sorry. Lost Lands, a concert venue. Girl, dudes, hey, folks, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Right? We're still working on the particulars. We're trying to make it as cheap as we can. I don't want to charge you anything. We got a lot of expenses involved with it. But we would love for you to be able to come and spend that weekend. I'll get you more information. But put it down on the calendar. July 10, 11, and 12, Fritz Zimmerman is going to take us a tour of the Nephilim Mounds, what really happened, the burial ground of the fallen angels right here. Wow. I'm pumped. I don't know about you guys. Put that down. Okay. Anybody got anything for the good of the group? Tell us a story, not a life story. I'll give you a minute before you get in because I'm going to take you on a journey here real quickly. Let me see you, Coach. You got anybody got their hand up here? Nobody. Cool. All right. I want to show you what we did last night, and I want all of you to join with us if you could. Many of you know that we spent last week. We got word from Craig Mickle that the Satanists were marching. Right? We got that. So a bunch of us jumped in our car here in Ohio, and we went out and we staked every little town from the eastern part of Ohio all the way past through where we are to Columbus. Every little town we staked at the four corners of the state, we staked it. And we claimed, reclaimed America for Christ, declared that the devil had no authority there, this land belonged to the Lord, yada, 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 yada. That's what we did. Well, then, excuse me. Craig, Mr. Numbers, I like to call him, he put together a declaration that we as a group are going to read here today. And it's really, really powerful. And I'm going to, Spencer, is some way that we can put this in the chat so people can have it. But we're going to take authority here today. We did it last night. We read it last night at Sky High. We took authority.
Spencer, I put it in the chat already.
The devil is real, folks. Our battle is not political. It is not Republican good, Democrat bad. And as long as they keep us trapped in that, we will never understand. Jesus Christ said, "Go ye into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth." One says, the other says, "Into the age." Are we at the end of the age? What is it Christians are supposed to do? Rather than sit in our churches and not talk about anything relevant at all. Churches are controlled by money. Come on, we know that, right? It's money. It's a good gig. It's a good gig. Oh, yeah. I just saw a little local church here in the Columbus area are you ready for this? Looking for a music director. In other words, somebody to do the choir. Do the choir. $36,000 paid position. Did you hear that? The guy to get up in front, strum his guitar, and sing songs to you, $36,000. They're going to pay him to do that. Amazing. Okay, hey, let's jump in here. Okay, so pull up if you could for me. Thank you. Now, friends, we're going to take turns and we're going to read this. We're going to declare it from here. We're going to declare it from here. Now, here's what I want you to do. This one was written by Craig Mickle. It's great work for Maryland because he lives in Maryland. So everywhere on this, when it says Maryland, you're going to say your state. So as we're reading it together, I'm going to have people take turns reading it together, these declarations. When it comes up, say your state. You with me? And we're going to make those declarations here right now all across America. This was written by Craig Mickle. And this is no fun if you guys don't take part in it. I can sit here and I can read it all. But I would like for you, as the authority where you are, to read it out loud for all of us so that we cover Indiana and Michigan and South Carolina and Georgia. Wherever you might be gone, you are declaring this as God's person right where you are. You are declaring this over your stadium. Somebody give me a thumbs up. You understand what's going on? I can read the whole thing. That's not what we want to do here. We want to give everybody a chance to make these declarations, okay? So I'm going to start, and I'm going to read this first paragraph, which kind of explains what's going on. By the way, it's no longer Saturday, May 16th. It is now Wednesday, May 19th, okay?
Tuesday,
thank you. my head's spinning, man. Tuesday, okay? So I'm going to kick it off. And then I want all of you, if you would, just join in. Just read a couple paragraphs. At some point, I'll stop and say, okay, somebody else. And then you come in. And everywhere it says Maryland, those of you who are watching, everywhere it says Maryland, say your state. Everybody got it? I'm going to start. Here we go. So Craig Mickle wrote this. And he put Maryland because it was his state. I'm going to say Ohio, because that's where I live. Now, you right now, wherever you are, say your state. Say your state. Come on, this is easy. Just say your state. Ohio, all right? A spirit of rededication and reunification of the Most High God through his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, on May 19th, 2026, in Hebron, Ohio, or wherever you are. We gather together today on May 19th at this very historic site in our state, wherever you are, remembering the great struggles endured by our forefathers of Ohio, your state, say your state, defending and maintaining the balance of freedom in this nation, which was founded on principles to worship God freely and live under just and righteous laws. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. And on November 11th, 1620, the pilgrims were blown off course and rerouted supernaturally by God and landed on Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts. And upon reaching the continent, later to be known as the United States of America, a civil compact was drawn amongst those persons in agreement aboard this ship, Mayflower, later to be known as the Mayflower Compact, being deal. Contract. That civil body compact stated the following. Somebody read what the Mayflower Compact said. Who's up? Go.
I have an undertaking for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith in honor of our king and our country, the voyage to plant the first colony in the northern part of Virginia. Do these present solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another, covenant. and combining ourselves together into a civil body politic for the better ordering and preservation and furtherness of the ends of aforesaid, and by virtue therefore thereof do enact, constitute, frame such just and equal laws, ordinance, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time, and shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submissions and obedience.
Amen. Who's up next? Thanks, Steve. Come on.
156 years later, on the very date of November 11, 1776, as the nation's Declaration of Independence was signed, delegates
you can
to
say
the
Maryland, because it was the Maryland
Constitution. The Maryland Constitution Convention in Annapolis adopted the Maryland Constitution of 1776, ironically or not, on November 11, 1776. The very date of the drafting of the Mayflower Compact.
That's unbelievable.
By our Pilgrim forefathers.
Is that right? Do you get that, folks? November 11th, 1776. And November 11th, when did Columbus sail the ocean? But go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Our Maryland state constitution would later be referenced by numerous future states as a template for their own state constitutions. Therefore, and therefore is always there for a reason,
right?
Maryland's history has been guiding force, has been a guiding force in this nation from the very beginning. In fact, land from the state of Maryland was carved out of the Montgomery and Prince George's counties to the Potomac River for the District of Columbia to exist and become the nation's capital.
Organic law, folks. Organic law is what we're talking about here, right? Organic law. Understand this, that the declaration our forefathers made are still in force. We just have to resurrection. Next one. Scroll down. Next person. Thanks, Dave. Come on, somebody.
Section 4 of the Maryland Constitution, signed on November 11, 1776, states...
Okay, here we go, David. Nah, this is the Maryland Constitution, and it became the framework for all the other constitutions, okay? November 11th, 1776, and what did it say, David?
It said that all persons invested with the legislative or executive powers of government are the trustees of the public, and as such... accountable for their conduct. Wherefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered and all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may...
People may. How about this? Keep going.
And of right ought to reform the old or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd.
He went silent. It's absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. What is, folks? What is? When government becomes perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered, all their means of redress are ineffectual. Huh? The people may and of right ought to reform the old or establish a new government. Called the doctrine of non-resistance is not applicable. It's not applicable. You can't say that we're not supposed to resist tyranny. It's not applicable. Our Christian doctrine of resistance states the following in 2 Corinthians 10, 3, verse 6. Somebody, I'm going to read this, but somebody get ready. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Hey, friends, you're saying this for the area in which you are. You are the authority where you are right now. You're the authority. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, like government, like Washington, D.C., huh? Exalts itself against the knowledge of God. and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, huh? Not Shinto. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Therefore, the legislative and executive powers of government are held accountable for perverting and endangering public liberty. Somebody say amen. Huh? Governments are held accountable for perverting and endangering public liberty. Not license, not the right to do whatever the hell you want to do. Liberty is the right to do what is right and what you ought to do. The bodies of governance are accountable for their conduct also. How then can such a great state of Ohio, or wherever you are, say it, enshrine in our Constitution the amendment, the following, without falling into the judgment of God, the creator of life in the room, in the womb? Scroll down. There's a governor. There's a governor. Go back up there. There's a picture of the governor, huh? Enshrining reproductive rights, murder of the unborn rights. Where's the church? God's holy scriptures state the following. Jeremiah, Psalms, Jeremiah 1. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Ethnos, ethnos. Different people, not just Jews. Psalm 139 says, "For you created me, my innermost being. You knit me together in my mommy's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in that secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. When I awake, I'm still with you." How can we sit in the state of Ohio? I'm sorry, I'll continue to do it. How can we continue to sit in the state of Ohio and not being in continual, contrite state of repentance for this gleeful repudiation of God's most fundamental gift to mankind, the ability to have life, and for that new life to reach birth into this world, as stated in Scripture? America, Ohio, Pennsylvania, we must repent. As God's church, we are called to lead this. As God's church, we are called to lead this. Not Republicans, conservatives, MAGA. His church, whose tongues confess and knees bow, calling on Jesus the Christ, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We are his body. We are his body politic. We are of God's sovereign kingdom of God. Somebody say boom. Vinny out there, say boom. Say boom.
Boom.
Here on earth, boom. Called to what? Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Scroll on down. Therefore, all of us here at Coach Dave Live, as representatives of our individual states, we decree today, on May 19th, 2026, that God from his throne from heaven will cast down the spirit of death over our state of Ohio. Say your state. Over your state. Cast down the spirit of death over your state. To the pits of hell, never to be loosed till the great white throne judgment over our state. We decree, declare God's omnipotence and omnipresence over Ohio, the state of Ohio, over Maine, over Pennsylvania, over West Virginia, over Indiana, over all of them. We declare it. We stand here today in intercession over our state of Ohio, or whatever particular state you're in, asking God to invoke his Holy Spirit of conviction over our citizens, state and local governing leaders who can recognize an unborn child is a baby. And for our citizens of Ohio to repent and turn our state laws away from the wicked and unjust laws, knowing that our state of Ohio will not move forward into a future of blessing by God until we come back into alignment with God's will over this land where we reside. Go ahead, David, read it. Can't hear you, man. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Got on mute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
We ask for a refining fire of the Holy Spirit.
We ask for conviction, judgment, and mercy to be applied to our state, the state of Ohio, wherever you are. Lord, as your people representing you, Lord, we ask for conviction, judgment, and mercy. Amen. Go ahead, David.
To sweep across the state of Wisconsin, which is where I'm at right now.
Ohio.
To our Christ preaching, Christ leading, Christ following churches to come alive.
Amen. Somebody say amen. Holy Spirit, to sweep across our churches.
Amen. To come alive and to be a strong voice in their communities, a force in their community.
The churches.
And gathering for the upcoming reawakening and revival of believers, God is getting ready to bring forth across this nation.
Amen.
We as a people.
Ohio!
A people of the church reject Satan and his minions, his spirits of death, iniquity, pride, suicide, homosexuality, transgenderism, divorce, anger, malice, lust, gluttony, indifference to God's word, discord, chaos, do as thou wilt attitude, and all evil spirits that keep mankind from reconnecting to their creator, the Most High God, through Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. We ask God from this day forward to inhabit and let his Holy Spirit fall upon the grounds of Maine,
Ohio,
of Maryland, of Wisconsin, bestowing his spirit of grace, reconciliation, mercy, goodness, repentance, gratitude to God for his benevolent blessings, for everything he has done over our state and its people for centuries. May the citizens and leaders of this state,
Ohio,
be convicted in the spirit as in the days of Ezra.
Amen. Somebody jump in. Who's up?
In his day of rebellion, Ezra's reaction was immediate and deeply symbolic. He tore his garments and cloak, a traditional sign of mourning and repentance in ancient Near Eastern culture. He also plucked out the hair from his beard, another ancient expression of extreme distress and humility. In horror, he remained in that posture until the evening sacrifice, showing both shock and a willingness to wait for God's guidance. So God, this day we wait for your guidance as intercessors for New Jersey.
Ohio.
How we need to proceed. In the evening sacrifice, Ezra fasted and he prayed and he confessed the people's sins in the first person plural, taking their guilt upon himself.
Amen.
Lord, we acknowledge we could have done more as we have seen our state slide down this wicked path of unrighteousness. Please forgive us, Lord.
Forgive us, Lord.
Please forgive us, Lord.
For not putting the salt in the light. Thank you, Lord.
He acknowledged that their iniquities had risen higher over their heads and that God's mercy had been shown in allowing a remnant to return. But the people had repaid that mercy with rebellion.
Amen.
His prayer was a call for God's judgment and a plea for restoration.
Judgment and restoration. Lord, bring that to Ohio. Bring that to America. Scroll on down.
So today, May 19th, 2026, it is our prayer today for those gathered at Fort McHenry, for those gathered in New Jersey, for those who were gathered around this country, Father, to plea for restoration of our state of New Jersey back to the one truly and only Jehovah God of the Holy Bible.
Amen. Everybody say amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord God, amen. Like Ezra, we agree with the signification against he took during Ezra's day. We identify as a people of New Jersey. We have sinned against you in the most wicked ways. We grieve over our state with holy sorrow for what we have become and allowed to transpire over our state. Lord, we ask to be used as a holy flame to ignite the spirit of repentance and restoration over Amen. Our state from this day forward. We give you all whole honor and glory in it. Ends to you, Father, and it ends to you, Father, for only by your good and perfect will can this take place.
Amen.
Lord, we assemble here in New Jersey, all over the country, together,
Let's
Father.
Stay alive.
Amen. Declaring and decreeing, asking for your blessing and approval on this date, May 19th, 2026, and moving forward in time and at the beginning of the new prayers, the new repentance, the new humiliation, and returning to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior to fall upon our states, this one, New Jersey, and the jurisdiction.
Amen.
We ask for a spirit of conviction to fall over our state of New Jersey for the following areas.
Amen. Are you ready, folks? Are you ready? Here we go. Here's the areas. We're declaring this in the name of Jesus by the power and authority as his ambassadors. He told us to go into all the world and teach them to observe. And Lord, we're speaking your truth in this situation. In Jesus' name, keep going. You're doing great.
Starting with your church first. And then upon the people, then upon the leaders in governmental positions and authority and judicial, from the state government to local and city governments across our state of New Jersey. We also ask this occur in the areas of education in our state, from kindergarten to the university level, education of our youth. We include that areas of our business leaders, whether private or governmental, we come into agreement and one accord in the following areas of repentance and acknowledgement as a snapshot of what areas we need to repent from and turn from our wicked ways in this state of New Jersey.
Of Ohio, Ohio. Abortion, the shedding of innocent blood. Lord, we repent, we acknowledge it, and we repent of it. Lord, we repent of homosexual sin, which runs rampant in this country and are looking the other way, Lord. Father, we repent of sexual immorality, pornography, lewdness, and lascivious behavior, especially, Lord, that we've directed upon our children. Lord, we repent. Breakup of the natural family, rampant divorce, Supreme Court redefining marriage. Lord, we repent of the failure of God's church leaders and its people to defend biblical truth in the public domain. Lord, we repent for the failure of God's church leaders and its people. I said that. To defend biblical truth in the public domain. And Lord, injustice,
human trafficking, gluttony, lack of empathy to our fellow man and their plight. Lord, we repent of that, Lord. May God hear our intercessory pleas. Have mercy upon our state of Ohio and the United States, our people and our nation, as we rededicate ourselves back to the Most High God here in May of 2026. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who indwelled human flesh through Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who was crucified for mankind's sins, not his own, who died, was buried, rising on the third day to life for the redemption of all mankind, who now sits on the right hand of the Father, reigning, interceding, and ruling in the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen. Jesus.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. See, folks, I believe that to be real. I believe that to be a real powerful declaration. I believe that. Do you guys believe that? Do you believe that? Are we going to act upon that? We're in a war. We're in a spiritual war. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, principalities and powers. But principalities and powers are in control of our government. Our elected officials are controlled by principalities and powers. Instead of us spending so much time arguing about who is king over America, why won't the church do its job and resist evil, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose it, stop the murder of unborn children in the name of law, and pray for those in positions of authority? Amen. Come on in. Come. Doors open now. You don't have to talk about this. Talk about whatever. By the way, this is in the chat. This was written by Craig Mickle. It's in the chat. And I would encourage all of you to do it on your own at home, with your prayer group, with other people that you are, have them do it. Send it to them, right? Why? Can I tell you why? Because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if my people, not them folks, not those guys in Washington, D.C. representatives, not the Republicans and the Democrats, no. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their own wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin. And I'll heal their land. And I happen to be a believer that the Bible says that in the last days, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters shall prophesy, old men shall see in dreams, and young men shall see visions. I believe that is a future event. David, do you understand that? That is a future event. That's a future event. It's not the end yet. It's not the end yet. In the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. My sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men shall dream dreams, and old men shall see visions. Do you see that happening? Has that already happened? I say no. Stop with the end time foolishness. Work while the sun shines. Sun's still shining. God help us. God help us. Waken our churches. Can I keep rocking here? Is it okay? You guys don't really have anything to say. Can I keep rocking here? Pull up for me if you will, Spencer. Stay Awake America presentation. I just want to make you guys all aware. Some of you watching here don't have any idea what we do. I'm going to run through this real quickly, okay? This is what I, although it, this, isn't my wife pretty? Anyway, I shot these screens up and I tried to explain to you, hey, friends, I want you to look at me. We're doing stuff that you don't, that nobody can describe. Why? Because we're obedient to go and do, go and do, go and do. Run through the slides real quickly. Okay. Me and Michelle, next one. People didn't know who I was. Okay. As we started out by doing disaster relief. I talked a little bit about when we went down to Hurricane Katrina and yada, yada. And people love disaster relief because it's mercy ministry. And everybody loves somebody who's helping somebody else. And that's good. That's good. So we started. Next one. There's some of our team that went. There they were till COVID came along and then divided us apart. Not just us, everybody. That's an event that we had right here at Ohio, Buckeye Lake. Big John Dislin standing in the back of it. Victor on the front there. Where are these people? Where are they? Where are they? Jeff Nell right in the middle of it, heart of it all. Man, I see some familiar faces in there. Next one. How much damage can one abortion do? O.J. Eastwood's granddaughter made this. If my dad had been killed in his mother's womb, it'd be the loss of 70 lives. Think about that. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. If her grandpa had been aborted, that was one man who had four kids, who had 14 grandkids, who had 39 great-grandkids, who had 12 great-great-grandkids, 70 bodies not here with the abortion of one man. That's sobering, isn't it? That's sobering. We started the Equal Justice Tour. Indict Hillary. Equal justice. Some of you out there went with us. We went to Hillary's house. That's the car that we drove all around town. Indict Hillary. Equal justice. Next one. That's Hillary's house. 15 Old House Lane, Chappaqua, New York. There it is. Living behind gated communities. Right? We went there. There's the parade. We went to the parade, the Memorial Day parade. There's Bill Clinton. And there he is with Cuomo the homo right beside him. And look at that fat guy standing up in the 11 o'clock holding a sign, Coach Dave with his big belly, holding a sign that says, Indict Hillary. Indict. Oh, she saw it. She saw it. Trust me, she saw it. Go to the next one. My wife, my hairdresser is closed, but Planned Parenthood is still open. Huh? That was during the pandemic. Couldn't get your hair closed. Couldn't get your hair done. They murder babies, though. Go ahead. Me and Bill Barr, we went to his house. We went to Bill Barr's house. Took a horse. We stood out in front of it and preached. And then he came out. Came out and he stuck his hand out. Said, nice to meet you, coach. How do you know who I was? And then you know what we did? Then we bombarded his wife with letters. We're praying for your husband. Do the right thing. You know what he did? He quit. He did the right thing. He quit. Next one. We went to the Kinsey Institute, which, by the way, is pedophilia at Indiana University. We went there. Next one. We went to the Georgia Guidestones. There they were before we went. And we got that big cross. Go back there, going. Go back to that big cross. I think Dale brought that big cross. And we elevated that big cross over the top of the Georgia Guidestones. And then we came home. And the day before the election, what happened? Next slide. They came tumbling down.
Boom.
Nobody knows why. They cleaned them up immediately. Georgia Guidestones, demonic Georgia Guidestones. Next one, I got to hurry. Michelle and General Flynn. He demanded a picture with that beautiful woman, so I let him do it. Go to the next one. Craig Mickle, Saving God's Children. Relentless in his protection of God's children. Next one. We all went to the 15 federal courts at the same day, at the same time. We began to see the courts change. Oh, yeah, it's just us. Mel, Glenn, Linda. That's George in there. Is that George standing there? Michelle, me. Same time, we went to all federal courts in America and prayed justice and liberty fall down on them. Next slide. Michelle, oh, she's pretty, at the arch. Look at that picture of the American flag under the arch, which is a portal to the west and a portal to hell. We closed it. Next one. George Floyd. We staked it, prayer walked it right there in that wicked, wicked George Floyd Square. Spoke against the spirit of racism. Wow. Next one. We started going to historic markers. Look at this one. Look at this one. The Ohio Canal groundbreaking. We began to go to local cities. Every local city, we staked the entrance of local towns, your towns, neighboring towns, right? And here's this one, the Ohio Canal. By the way, the Ohio Canal was the major highway before we had major highways. It was the major highway. It runs right through Hebron, Ohio. And would you look at this at the bottom? We staked it, by the way. The 22 lodges of the 19th Masonic District, Coshocton, Knox, and Licking Counties, and the Ohio Historical Society, the Masons put up these markers because they claimed the territory. Next one. Is that it? No. SatanCon, remember? The Satanic Revival. We got in our cars and we went out and we staked and stoned it, right? It's recent, from Baltimore. Oh, yeah. Which also is why we did what we did at Sky High. There's Dale Socia, Chad. We're down as far as you can go, down in Louisiana, the Gulf of America, after we had salted the Mississippi River from up in Minnesota all the way down to where it dips into the Gulf of America, and Dale Socia blowing the shofar down there. That's what we do here. That's what we do here. Hey, go back. Hey, we don't go to churches and dance away flags and pray for more money. Next one. President of the United States, Gerald Ford. The only man who became president of the United States that was not elected either president or vice president. Remember Spiro Agnew got thrown out? And they appointed Gerald Ford, who was Speaker of the House. He became vice president. Next one. That's what we do. We go out and we grab a little stone. It says, I've given you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. I just took a picture outside of my house of the stones that I have just laying there in our yard. That's not our yard. That's our flower bed or whatever you call it. We took stones from there. We wrote Joshua 1, verse 3, and we went. And we reclaimed that territory for the cause of Christ. Hey, something's happening here. Next one. And then I get in the game. Boom! Come in, Lauren. That's what you guys do here. That's what you guys do here. You don't play church. You don't go sit in a phony church. Go ahead, Lauren.
I'd like to pray, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gotcha. 2 minutes left. 2 minutes left.
Father, today, May 19th, your children are not for sale. Your children have been sold to the highest bidder in the name of choice. Women have been lied to. Men have been lied to. Men have had their identity stolen from them, Almighty God. We together with one voice are asking you to remove this fatherless spirit, this orphan spirit, vagabond spirit that has destroyed men to not stand up and fight.
Amen.
For their children and for the women that they got pregnant, because all they're seeing them as is as a sex object, and there's no responsibility. They did not have sex, most of them. Or they forced someone to have sex. And women have believed the lie that they're only good to be prostituted and be used for sex, and that they're the ones who are responsible because men cannot stand up and rise up, just like Adam didn't protect Eve. So, Father God, we are together with one voice asking you that the father of the fatherless would reign over the United States of America, and that we would be a nation that raises up men who are fathers to protect their families, and that they would be committed to the woman that they shared their sperm with to create something in a womb that you protect. Lord God, please, in your perfect name and honoring, that you would rescue us and you would rescue men from this false identity that they're supposed to be chicks, that they are not supposed to rise up and protect because it's a woman's choice. No. And Lord God, move on these doctors and these nurses and these educators and their uneducators that only educate folks on what Satan's agenda is to destroy your seed. You promised in Genesis that you would crush the seed. You did that in Jesus Christ on the cross so that his blood would honor you to save our lives. May your body, may your family no longer be a foster care system willing to just sell their children to the highest bidder, but be a family that stands up, protects rights, and a mom and a dad would protect their family and their children. That you would take down abortion, because abortion is taking place in your church by these lies, slander, and gossip, that life does not begin at conception. And our lives have began at conception when Jesus saved our lives. We are looking forward to the praise and the glory and the honor that is due to your name only, Father. The name that Jesus Christ said is holy. Father is a holy name. Dads, bring them home, God, in Christ's beautiful, sweet, strong, almighty name. And Satan, you have been put on notice, and you are now taken down, and every one of your strongholds no longer can reign from east to west, from north to south of the borders of the United States of America, because we are your children, and we are not for sale. So Satan, understand this. Be clear. God's children are not for sale. The Almighty God, not the God Satan, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, Almighty God, his name is Yahweh, and his name is Abba. Thank you, Christ, for your victory. Thank you for what you're going to do. We praise you, and may this song sing loud in heaven, and the angels join us to say, worthy is you who are Almighty God, our Father, Yahweh, Adonai, Emmanuel,
amen.
Jehovah Rapha. Amen.
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 The whole creation groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. The greatest revival the world has ever seen is in front of us. It's in front of us. Let's get in the game. See you tomorrow. God bless you.